So that's going to put us down. I'm going to move item 11 up ahead of staff reports. Bob, you want to come on up? And I know you guys got to get out of here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, my name is Bob Sater. I'm legal counsel for Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, LLC, which is the master developer of Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You all are familiar with SB 272 from the 2013 session. You took a formal position of neutrality on the bill during its consideration by the legislature.
Bob?
Yes, sir.
I may interrupt for just a minute. Regarding this item, I'd like to disclose that I am a principal. I'm an exclusive broker for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Land owned by TRI could be affected by the future of county action, taken or not taken, under and pursuant to SB 272. Although at this stage the agenda simply asks for authority and direction to county staff to proceed with directions and discussions with Washoe County and prepare recommendations for future action, in the abundance of caution, I'm going to recuse myself on this agenda item and join the audience.
Thank you. When SB 272 passed, it contained, it's a bill relating to boundary line changes between Story County and Washoe County. Two particular specified changes. One of them was a change from Washoe County to Story County of approximately 600 acres. Most of that land is owned by Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We supported the bill, that is, TRI supported the bill, and we support its implementation. The bill has a rather unusual set of provisions relating to how the boundary line change is triggered. It doesn't just, by state law, enact the change. It provides that the county commissions of both Story County and Washoe County must approve by resolution the change before it will be enacted. So it requires action by both counties, and therefore I believe it requires consideration, a recommendation, and either an action of denial or approval of the matter by Story County and by Washoe County. Now that process, in my view, anticipates that your staff do some work on this and be authorized to do so, to discuss this matter with their counterparts in Washoe County and make a determination on your behalf as staff whether or not it's advisable and it's feasible to make this boundary line change. TRI believes it's in our best interests for the boundary line change to take place, but we certainly understand that the county has the need to decide whether it's in your best interest, and Story County the same way. So the purpose of the request today is to request that you authorize, you request the district attorney and authorize your staff to enter into discussions with Washoe County on the feasibility of implementing SB 272 strictly for the area involving Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
Very good. What was I going to ask? Oh, have you, what kind of response have you been getting out of the Washoe County side at this point, just out of curiosity?
There have been discussions with each of the Washoe County commissioners and some of the senior staff. There have been no decisions, concrete issues discussed, but a general discussion has led us to believe that it may be possible that both counties will approve this. If we had felt that the bill was dead on arrival, I wouldn't be here. But our initial discussions suggest that the two counties may have areas of interest that can coincide so that both commissions would approve this. Mm-hmm. What we need to do is to see if staff can hammer out a recommendation for you that is that gains approval of both counties.
Mr. Chairman, if I might clarify and emphasize a few of Mr. Sater's comments, both in his letter. SB 272 was unique in many ways. One of the things I want to point out is there are two separate and distinctly independent areas. As Mr. Sater mentioned, the area identified in Section 1.5 of SB 272 is the area of interest that pertains to his request and to TRI's request. So specifically, we are not implementing all of 272. We are staffing and legally researching through the respective district attorney offices, yeah, should Washoe County wish to, the feasibility of only Section 1.5 at this stage, which is the tri-parcel.
Correct.
It's nothing to do with any other parcels.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up, because that's been, I think, a point of confusion to a lot of folks, that although it was one bill, it's two separate issues on the boundary line motions and things like that. Do you have any, anyone else have any comments or questions?
I just want to emphasize again, because we went out to the Highlands and discussed the impending new master plan, and a number of people talked to me about this bill, and I know it's been said twice, but I think it needs to be said three times. The land that's the subject of a potential boundary change in the Highlands is in no way linked to the boundary change down on the river.
Yep.
And a bunch of people came up to me and said, oh, you know, Commissioner Gilman wants this to go through as far as the Highlands go so that he can get the land down by the river. They are not together at all. They're two separate considerations. And in fact, from what I can tell at least, there's a likelihood that the boundary change may take place down by the river. The boundary change up by the Highlands doesn't have nearly as good a chance, I don't believe, just from what I've heard to this point in time. And there's a lot more going to be done in terms of considering the boundary change in the Highlands than has even, that process has hardly even begun. This process of the boundary change down by the river is moving forward, and I don't know how quickly it'll take place if it does at all, but again, for about the fourth or fifth time, they're not linked at all. So I just want to make that absolutely clear.
And in fact, if you follow the recommended motion in the staff report, staff has no authorization, and you're not requesting your district attorney to make any effort, research, or work towards Section 1.0, which is the Highlands piece, the Sunny Hills piece.
And that's because they're not linked for the sixth time.
Mr. Chairman, I want to clarify, too, that Tahoe Reno Industrial Center has no interest in the Section 1 land, the land up near the Highlands. We don't own any of that land. We have no position whatsoever on whether that is a good or a bad idea for Story County.
Thank you, Bob. From the audience, any... Nicole, come on up. I want to make sure that everyone understands what we're doing here.
Nicole Bard, Highlands resident. In reading the packet this week, I see in there as part of the description that it has a proviso whereby there would be either a documented agreement or an interlocal. I would like for us to be able to see that agreement before you agree to it, as opposed to signing it first and then bringing it into here.
Any interlocal agreement would have to be approved by the commission at a meeting before it could be signed.
Not true.
The interlocal
with the rail commission was signed May 20th. You didn't approve it till June 1st. So Based on that track record, I'm making a public request that you put that interlocal out far enough in advance for us to be able to understand what the horse trading is. That's all. Thank you.
As long as I'm DA, any interlocal agreement would be brought before the commission and approved before it's signed.
Never heard of an interlocal not being approved by anyone else. All righty. You have the prepared.
I do.
Mr. Chairman, as soon as I get to it here. Mr. Chairman, at this time, move to request that the district attorney and the staff to contact and discuss with their counterparts in Washoe County the advisability and feasibility of implementing the boundary line change between counties provided in Section 1.5 of Senate Bill 272 of the 2013 session of the Nevada State Legislature, with the intent that Story County representatives report back to the commission with a recommendation on approval or disapproval on any terms, conditions, or agreements advisable or necessary.
Okay, I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you,
Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
See you another day, Bob.